Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4. Even though my focus is on verse 13, but I think that we can read from verse 10 right through to 13. We shall read this together. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state that I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, gracious Father in heaven, we pray for thy Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts out of the exposition of thy word this evening, and meet the needs and help us to respond in a godly way by obeying thy word. Lord, we pray that thou wouldst whisper peace to every seeking heart. We give thee praise and thanks through Jesus Christ, our gracious Lord. Amen. Now we look at the life of Paul the Apostle, and he could say in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And we know that Paul the Apostle has gone through so much trials, challenges in life. And if we were to see it in the context of this passage that we have just read, what did Paul say to the people at Philippi? Of course, he thanked the people at Philippi that they have been such a great encouragement to him. And in verse 11, Paul said that not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. We can see that Paul, the apostle, is just like you and I. We are made of flesh. And therefore we have much weaknesses within us. And especially when it comes to times of difficulties, when it comes to challenges in life, when it comes to a time that we could not see what lies ahead of us and we do not know. And how are we supposed to respond and get along with life? So not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in to be with content. I've learned. Paul the Apostle said that he has learned. It is not his natural self. He learned in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is this spiritual exercise that he is training up himself in life. But who trained him? Not himself, but God. God allowed challenges and difficulties in life to come into Paul. And he said that through it all, he grew spiritually. He grew the more closer unto the Lord. And I've learned in whatsoever state I am. And that whatsoever state would be in good times and in seemingly bad times. And why do we call bad times? Because humanly speaking, we see that it is bad for us. It's not making us happy and we are suffering from it. But whether in good times or bad times, if we look at it from God's perspective, God has planned it all. God has allowed it. God has allowed those circumstances to come into the life of the Apostle Paul. So in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content and therewith to be satisfied and accepting of what God has allowed him to go through. Not to complain, not to murmur against God, but really for what I have right at this moment and for what I am and in whatever position and in whatever circumstances that I am, to give thanks. To give thanks knowing that this is the will of God for us. And if we were to look at Paul the Apostle and see how he went through the trials of his life, first we look at Philippians 1:7, which is in the same book and to see as an introduction, where might he write this epistle from? And if we were to look at Philippians 1:7, we would have a clue as to where this might be written from. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds, and that is both in my chains, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Paul was in bonds. He was in chains. Where would you be in chains other than in the prison? And most likely, this epistle would have been written in the city of Rome. And from there, in the prison, he might have written this letter, this epistle, to the people at Philippi, to encourage them and to thank God for them and to exhort them in God's word. So the first thing that here we can see that Paul learned to be content is even in that circumstances, in prison, in bonds, in chains. And we all know the kind of prison that would be in Rome, Mamertine prison, and it is dirty. It is filled with infestation and definitely without any of the enjoyment of modern comfort. So even in that situation, Paul was content and he learned to be content and he knew that it is God's will for him to be there. And therefore, he is happy in the Lord and he gives thanks to the Lord. And also we can see Paul's lives in many, many instances in his life where he went through suffering. And that we can see in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let us just turn there to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And that would have given us a sort of a summary as to what Paul was suffering from. So 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 16 to 33. All right. I'll just read to you. Here Paul was writing to the people at Corinth. And here he said, I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. This is with regard of warning to the false teachers, false leaders in Corinth. In verse 17, that which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were, foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. 18. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. And this is in rebuke to the false leaders. And verse 19. But for ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. And verse 21, I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings, often in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me, daily the care of all churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? So here we can see that the Apostle Paul has suffered a lot of challenges in life. As he serves the Lord, it's not plain sailing. And through this suffering, he could say very evidently, very boldly, that indeed he can do all things through Christ. He can do all things, those things that humanly speaking it is so difficult, and humanly speaking we will all crumble under the burden of it. And yet the Apostle Paul says that I can do all things through Christ. If we are in situations where we are just happy, good, and we don't have to worry about anything, it is probably easy to say I can do all things through Christ. But this verse will come in very realistically in our lives through trials. And not only do we endure through the trials that God will give us a strength, but we grow. So therefore, when Paul says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, he would have experienced not only endurance of those trials and challenges in life, but also that he grows in the Lord. And therefore, you and I, if we go through difficulties in our lives, each one of us, our difficulties may be different. And each one of us, when we face our challenges of life, we may face it differently. But let tonight's meditation be an encouragement to all of us that through trials, not only do we endure the trials, but we grow in the trials. And for that, we can give thanks unto the Lord. And indeed, all circumstances in our life are permitted by the Lord, that we may be drawn closer to him. And also we could see that in the Apostle Paul, through contentment, is turning our attention from what we think that we need to the only thing that truly matters. And not only is it in the prison, not only in those difficult times where in perils, in so many perils on land and sea, and fighting of the enemies, being ridiculed by people from within the church, outside the church, is turning the attention from what we think we need to the only thing that truly matters, and that is in Christ. And if we are able to learn that, then through going through and experiencing what Paul is mentioning here, I can do all things through Christ, then we realize that we are growing in the Lord. So it's through trials, through contentment, and we get a confidence in Christ. And what else? It is also through knowing that God has won the victory. And through his victory, because our Lord Jesus Christ has won the victory, and the greatest victory is won is over death. So what is our feeble weakness in flesh? That is nothing to be compared with, because at the end of the day, we have victory in Christ. And therefore, in the understanding of this verse and what Paul has to say, is through trials, through contentment, through the Lord's victory, ultimately. Then we can also see some of the characters in Bible that are also having this hesitation whether to do it. Can I actually do it? And I'm given a task. Can I actually do it? Let us turn to a portion that we are so familiar with, that is in the book of Esther. Okay. Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4, verses 11 to 14. Here is a case whereby they've heard that Haman, the enemy, is going to kill all the Jews. And Mordecai, the uncle of Esther, heard it. And let us see in verse 11. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come and unto the king, into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live, but I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. Queen Esther was hesitant whether she should help and how she could help. And she didn't think that she would have the opportunity. She didn't think that she would have that capability because the king had not called her. So there is lack of confidence in Queen Esther, hesitant Queen Esther, and she's fearful for her own life. And let us see in verse 12. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" This is, of course, we know that it's almost after 5 years of marriage of Queen Esther to the king. And here it is a time that Queen Esther needs to stand up for the people of God. And she does not have the confidence. She's hesitant. And she has to be counseled by Mordecai. Could it be that thou art come to this kingdom for such a time as this? Even like the Apostle Paul has gone through difficulties and so much uncertainties in life, Queen Esther would have gone through this moment of uncertainty. But if she continued to put a trust in the Lord and God Almighty, the God who created the heavens and the earth, who is Haman? Who is the king that could stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? So the rest of the story we knew, that when Esther committed herself, and not in the confidence of her own flesh, but committing everything to God. We know that God in the book of Esther gives us the understanding of providence. And God sees the end from the beginning. And God knows the end from the beginning. God would allow certain things to happen in the lives of the Jews and in the kingdom and in the king and Queen Esther. And God will orchestrate all these things to his own glory and honor. If only the people of God would just trust and believe and obey God. So in this case, Queen Esther did go to the king. And the rest is history. Haman the enemy was defeated and literally in his own gallows. And that was Esther versus Haman. The hesitancy turned to confidence in the Lord. And another case whereby we can also see that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, is in the good old account of Joshua and Caleb. And let us look at Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, verse 26. And there was a case whereby the 12 spies were sent out to the promised land and to see whether they should go in and conquer the promised land and claim the promised land as was given them by God. So here we look at Numbers chapter 13, when all the other spies said that no, right? And here we can see that Joshua and Caleb, right from 26, and I'll read that. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." You see, it is a very positive report. And Joshua and Caleb indeed look at God who is going to give the land over to them. In verse 28, "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land." Yes, there were strong people in that land to be conquered. "And the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, those giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and in the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." And we know that Caleb truly is a man of God, and we can see that his closeness with the Lord is all the way until his ripe age and until he died. And we can see that Caleb here is speaking from the perspective of God. "For we are well able to overcome it by the strength of God." Then 31, "But the men that went up with him said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.' And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, 'The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.'" And you can see that the other 10 spies came with negative reports and literally poured cold water over all the others, in the sense that no, we should not go into the land that God had promised us. In fact, if we were to go in, we will all die. But Joshua and Caleb had this perspective of God. They can do it. They can do it only in the strength of God, not in their own strength, not in their own wisdom, but they can do it all in the strength of God. And so we can see that, well, the rest of the chapters, you know, that after that God punished Israel by them dwelling and wandering in the desert for the next 40 years. Until all that generation died and Joshua and Caleb went over to the promised land. So we can see that in circumstances in our life, whether it is a circumstances like Esther, a circumstances like Joshua and Caleb, we know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And the things that we want to do for Christ would glorify the Lord, and the things that we choose to obey him. Even as we come over to Lucky Plaza on a church basis, host to know that we have been here for 2 years, coming to 2 years. And the years and time that lies ahead, will there be challenges in our ministry over here? Of course there will be. The devil will not be happy that we are right here in the center of Singapore and reaching out to both the people who come and patronize in Lucky Plaza, as well as locals. And are we going to be like the 10 spies? That, oh, we are scared. We are not sure. We do not know how to press forward. Are we going to have the spirit of Paul, Esther, Joshua and Caleb? Yes, we can. We can. God has given us a task. God has given us a task, and he has opened up doors. In fact, I would say that he has opened up the Red Sea through the tendency that we can have a few more years to minister God's word in this area, and that we can go forth to conquer the promised land. And in what way? Just in the way of obedience to the Lord. And we can see that God will work wonderful blessings and miracles in the lives of the people, salvation of souls, and even to reach out to the shopkeepers, the retailers, and the customers around here. And also to the locals. And some of us even think of reaching out to the professionals. There's so many people whom we can reach out to. So in the sense that in our church, just like the account that we have read in the various characters of the Bible, in Esther, in Joshua, and Caleb, we can. Not with our own strength, but in God. That is, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And we would like to see two more, as I put it in my list here. David. How would David even know that he could kill Goliath? And the moment he said that he can, and being able to be used by God, it is not how great and how strong Goliath is, but how great David's God is, and our God. And how Elijah after decimating the priests of Baal, went into depression and scared of Jezebel the queen, and how God encouraged and strengthened Elijah. Elijah, you can. You can do it. And Elijah would train up Elisha to continue with the work of God. And we pray that in our church here, with a new committee coming on board, together we'll be stronger and we have more people to carry the burden, or I would say the joy of service, and to experience, more people to experience the joy of service and continue on with much faith and trust in the Lord. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And likewise apply to our own lives. Each one of us are different. Your circumstances will differ from one to another. And God, the Holy Spirit, minister to your heart, that you may be encouraged in the word of God also, and that you will press on in the strength and in the promise of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious Father in heaven, many a time we are so scared because of our own weakness of stepping forth, but we know, Lord, that we need to launch into the deep, and we can do it only through Christ. And we can, because thy word has promised, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And we want to do it all to thy glory and honor in our own lives, in our families, in our church. Lord, you work in mysterious ways, and we will receive thy blessings if we obey thee. So Lord, help us to obey thee in thy word. Through Jesus Christ, our gracious Lord, we pray. Amen.